弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
前幾次我聽我張弟兄喺度同大家交通到傳福音嘅信息。
Brother Chang was here previously to speak on the topic of evangelism.
咁我都有負擔喺呢一方面繼續嚟到交通信徒應當去傳福音。
And as following his thoughts, I have shared a similar burden to be able to share with you today.In terms of the responsibilities of Christians to tell the story of the gospel.
願意我們經過這些信息，不是叫我們的知識多一點。
But it's our hope that after we have heard these thoughts, that it would not merely increase our knowledge.
而是我們真的有愛人靈魂的心，我們願意去傳揚這個美好的福音。
But indeed that we would be equipped with the love for lost souls.And to be able to go forward to tell of this wonderful story to the lost sheep.
一節嘅聖經。
Let's turn to a scriptural passage.
喺呢個路加福音第十六章。
Recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6.
路加福音第十六章。
16. Chapter 16. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 16.
我哋由第十九節開始讀。
We'll begin reading verse 19.
請聽我哋讀。
Please listen as I read.
路加福音第十六章第十九節。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, beginning with verse 19.
有一個財主穿著紫色袍和細麻衣，伏天天奢華宴樂。
Now there was a certain rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, gaily living in splendor every day.
有一個討飯的名叫拉撒路，渾身新瘡，被人放在財主門口。
And a certain poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate.Covered with sores.
第二十二节，后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
Let's jump to verse 22. Now it came about that the poor man died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried.
他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里。
And in Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away, and Lazarus in his bosom.
就喊着说：我祖亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧！打发拉撒路来，指头沾蘸点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这里火，在这火焰里极其痛苦。
And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.
第二十六节，不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边到你那边是不能的，要从那边过我这边也是不能的。
Jumping to verse 26. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great chasm fixed.In order that those who wish to come over from here to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us.
财主说：我祖啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。
And the rich man said, Then I beg you, father, that you send him to my father's house.
因为我还有五个兄弟，他可以对他们作见证，免得他们也到这痛苦的地方。
For I have five brothers.That he may warn them, lest they also come to this place of torment.
我哋圣经暂时系读咁多。
We'll end our reading of our scriptures here temporarily.
呢个故事我哋信主嘅人我哋都比较熟悉。
Now, for those who have come to believe in the Lord, we are all very familiar with this specific story.
呢件嘅事情咧系我哋嘅主耶稣讲嘅。
Now, this is a story that was related to us from Jesus.
是讲到人死了之后很真实的事情。
It tells us of the realities of man after he dies. It tells us that there was a certain poor man named Lazarus, and he died. But this morning, our focus is not on Lazarus, but rather I would like to have brothers and sisters focus on the rich man. And it tells us specifically that the rich man died and was buried. And he came to a final destination. It means that his spirit and soul has come to a particular place.
And it
says that in Hades that he suffered. And now, what type of torment did he face? Well, he is to a point where he asked Abraham, he inquired of Abraham to send forth Lazarus to just dip the tip of his fingers in water and to come to him and cool off his tongue. For I am in agony in this flame. That I am in agony in this eternal flame. You think, well, if someone's in flames, it'll be good because then they'll be burned up. But for him, this fire was not one that burned him to death. Instead, he suffered in total agony.
我相信如果有些人入過醫院，如果醫生不讓你喝水，有些人有胃有事不讓你喝水的時候，你會很乾，你口很乾，很乾渴。
I think for some of those individuals who might have had this experience, it will be more vivid for you. If you've ever been hospitalized and the physician has written an order that you were to have nothing by mouth, because of whatever reason with your intestines, you will find that you're so dry that it will be very uncomfortable.
只是给你吊盐水。
All you have is your IV.
你会觉得很干，很干，很干。
And so you will feel very dry.
你亲爱的亲人就会用一条毛巾。
And your loved ones might just dip a cloth in water and just sort of wipe your lips.
那你说，哎，给点水我饮啦。
And you would ask, why don't you give me some water?
不可以啊，医生话唔得。
But that would go against the doctor's orders, so we cannot do it.
我们比较这个情形比较在这里，真是不及得上万分之一。
So come. Is that particular scenario is really incomparable to the situation as depicted here.
这个痛苦的地步呢，他没办法，只一滴滴水都能够暂时解决到他一滴的。
Because he is tormented to a point where even just one tiny drop of water would resolve or would relieve a great deal of his agony.
以至于呢，他在那里有一个要求啊。
And so, because of that, he had a follow-up request.
这个阿伯拉罕告诉他，不可能，因为在这边和那边有鸿沟隔着，我不可能到你那边，叫拉撒到去那边给水来饮。
And Abraham tried to explain to him that there is a chasm that exists between you and I, and there's no way for anyone to cross that chasm to deliver any water to you.
我就知道不信主的人，没耶稣基督的人，他有一天要落在这样的痛苦。
It clearly tells us that one day, for those individuals who do not accept the salvation of the Lord and believe upon Him, they will come to this state. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, you will fall to this particular type of state. Now, when this rich man is suffering such, he had a thought that he would never want his own brothers, his five beloved brothers, to also fall into the same state as he. And so therefore he had a follow-up, a second request of Abraham.
To
So he asked of Abraham to send someone, to send Lazarus perhaps, to go and tell my five brothers who are still alive, because I don't want for them to have to suffer the same agony as I.
在这个事情里面，我们看见这个人在火里面十分的痛苦，阴间的火里面十分的痛苦。
So we look at this particular rich man, we realize that in Hades, he was suffering torment.
在他的里面，他有一个要求，就是希望他再生的家人能够得着这个救恩，免至他落到同他同一个处境的里面。
And amidst that suffering and torment, he had a yearning that his family, his own family, would not suffer the same fate.
我记得咧有大概应该有10年前啦，喺香港弥敦道有一座大厦大火啊，烧死咗好多嘅人。
I remember that there was a great fire some time back in Hong Kong that it was so great that it killed several people, many people.
好多唔知几十人吓。
In the teens.
咁咧，个消防员好乐意去救人。
Now, the fire department certainly was more than willing to come and go forward to save people from the fire.
当然救了多人，但咧还有几十人被火烧死。
Of course, they were able to be successful to save many lives, but at the same time, there were many, the numbers in the teens who died in that fire.
后来因着这些消防员很英勇，不顾自己的性命，来到救了很多人咧，有一个消防队长咧，咁就颁呢个英勇勋章俾佢。
And so because of the heroics that's exhibited by a firefighter, that they had a commendation for him.
但当这个消防队长来领奖的时候,
but when that one particular firefighter came forward to accept the commendation,
这是已经过了几个月后的情形了。
And at this point in time, it was several months after the fire.
他都还不能够控制他的情绪,
but he could not hold up his emotions.
我当时救人的时候，我唔知原来里边仲有好多个房间，里边有好多人困咗里边，焗死烧死，我唔知道。
And he recounted his thoughts how even at that time he had no idea that even though he saved so many people, there were so many others who were trapped in the burning building.
如果我早知嗰度仲有咁多人喺嗰度俾火嚟焗死烧死嘅时候，我一定去救佢哋。
And he said, if I only knew that there were still so many people who were being smothered by the smoke and who were being killed by the fire, that I would make my way back in to save even more.
他在那里自责，今天我虽然拿这个奖，但是我救得人救得不够多。
And he condemned himself before everyone. He says, yes, I can accept this commendation today, but I should have saved so many more.
这个是世上边一个消防员的故事。
Now, this is just a story of a particular firefighter.
弟兄姊妹，我哋真系对人嗰个唔信主嘅人嘅将来，我哋有冇咁嘅认识，去落喺呢个极其嘅痛苦嘅里面？
But what about us today? Do we have that same vision of the future of individuals who will not be saved?
我哋有冇对佢哋漠不关心呢？
Do we have that utter concern for them?
这个财主。 因为没有人跟他讲这个福音，他落到这样的情形里面。
For the rich man, no one had ever told him that this was to be his fate if he did not accept the Lord, and so therefore he fell into the eventual fate.
他里面有一个后悔，我不想我家人来这个地方。
But in that state, he had a regret, which was, I don't want for my family members to also suffer this fate.
今天最起码的, 我们有没有将这个福音来同我们家人来传讲？
So at the very least, the minimum of step, have we taken to approach our loved ones, our family members, to tell them of the gospel?
当然好像弟兄刚才领先讲，哎呀，我们好难，尤其是同我们认识的我们的家人来讲这个福音，很多事，很多难处。
But just as our brother has shared as he led our songs today in worship, that maybe it's laziness, but certainly we have such a difficult time to tell the ones that are especially close to us, our family members, of the gospel.
但我们更多的要想深一层，
But we need to look at it one step deeper. One day, if they indeed do not accept the gospel, and they fall to Hades and fall into such a torment, they will place the blame upon us.
在我極其痛苦裡面的時候,為什麼這個認識我的人,這個我親戚,為什麼他不將這個福音,你告訴我,以至於今天我落在這個這麼困,這麼痛苦的情況下?
So in the midst of such utter torment, they might wonder, why is it that this family member of mine, or this relative of mine, who knew of this particular matter, did not come to tell me that that was to be my fate, and then, and now I have to suffer such utter agony.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
如果没有人去传这个福音,如果没有人信他,谁能够求他呢?在罗马书10章14节,
in Romans, it clearly tells us that if there was no one to call upon him, let's see, how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed?
未曾听见的,又怎样能够信他呢?
And how shall they believe if they have not heard?
没有传道的,又怎样能够听到呢?
And how will they hear without a preacher?
所以人要信主,一定要有人来传这个福音。
It tells us very clearly, in order for someone to believe, there must be a vehicle, a preacher, to go and preach forth the gospel.
我们都知道神让我们信他,叫我们里面有一个责任来传主的福音。
We know that God permits for us to have now come to salvation, but He also gives us a burden to be able to spread the gospel as well.
愿意透过今天和弟兄姊妹的交通,即是给我们里面一个爱人灵魂的心。
So, as we share on this particular topic today, it's really our hope that brothers and sisters would share also this similar or uniform desire for to love for lost souls.
我记得我初信主的时候,我很喜欢传福音。I
remember when I first accepted the Lord, I really enjoyed evangelism.
但信主时间久了之后,有时候就说要智慧一点,那里要小心一点,那我们,弟兄姊妹早晨。Good
morning, brothers and sisters.
前几次,我亲爱张弟兄在这里和大家交通到传福音的信息。
Brother Chang was here previously to speak on the topic of evangelism.
我都有负担在这方面继续交通信徒应当去传福音。
And as following his thoughts, I have shared a similar burden to be able to share with you today in terms of the responsibilities of Christians to tell the story of the gospel.
愿意我们经过这些信息,不是叫我们的知识多一点。
But it's our hope that after we have heard these thoughts, that it would not merely increase our knowledge. But indeed that we would be equipped with the love for lost souls and to be able to go forward to tell of this wonderful story to the lost sheep. Let's turn to a scriptural passage. Recording the Gospel of Luke, chapter
16.
Chapter 16. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 16.
19节开始读。
We'll begin reading verse 19.
请听我哋读啊。
Please listen as I read.
路加福音 第16章第19节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 19.
有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
Now there was a certain rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, gaily living in splendor every day.
有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路,浑身新疮,被人放在财主门口。
And a certain poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores.
第22节,后来那讨饭的死了,被天使带去放在阿伯拉罕的怀里,财主也死了,并且埋葬了。
Let's jump to verse 22. Now it came about that the poor man died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried.
他在阴间受痛苦, 举目远远地望见阿伯拉罕, 又望见拉撒路在他怀里。
And in Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away, and Lazarus in his bosom.
就喊着说我祖阿伯拉罕啊, 可怜我吧, 打伯拉撒路来, 指头沾点水, 凉凉我的舌头, 因为我在这里火, 在这火焰里, 极其痛苦。
And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.
第26节, 不但这样, 并且在你我之间有深渊限定, 以致人要从这边到你那边是不能的, 要从那边过我这边也是不能的。
Jumping to verse 26, And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great chasm fixed, in order that those who wish to come over from here to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us.
财主说,我祖啊,既是这样,求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。
And the rich man said, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house.
因为我还有五个兄弟,他可以对他们作见证,免得他们也到这痛苦的地方。
For I have five brothers, that he may warn them, lest they also come to this place of torment.
我们圣经暂时是读这么多。
We'll end our reading of our scriptures here temporarily.
这个故事,我们信主的人,我们都比较熟悉。
Now, for those who have come to believe in the Lord, we are all very familiar with this specific story.
这件事情是我们的主耶稣讲的。
Now, this is a story that was related to us from Jesus.
是讲到人死了之后很真实的事情。
It tells us of the realities of man after he dies.
这里讲到一个讨饭的拉撒路,他死了。
It tells us that there was a certain poor man named Lazarus, and he died.
早上我想和大家集中看,不是看拉撒路,是看这个财主。
But this morning, our focus is not on Lazarus, but rather I would like to have brothers and sisters focus on the rich man.
这里说财主死了,埋葬了。
And it tells us specifically that the rich man died and was buried.
他去到一个地方,
and he came to a final destination.
讲他的灵魂去到一个地方,
it means that his spirit and soul has come to a particular place.
在阴间来到受痛苦,
it says that in Hades that he suffered.
他那个痛苦是痛苦到什么地步呢?
And now, what type of torment did he face?
他向阿伯拉罕来求,
well, he is to a point where he asked Abraham,
求你打发这个拉撒路去用手指尖点一些水,你要量下我的舌头。
He inquired of Abraham to send forth Lazarus to just dip the tip of his fingers in water and to come to him and cool off his tongue.
因为我在这里极其痛苦。
For I am in agony in this flame.
在这个火焰里面极其的痛苦,
that I am in agony in this eternal flame.
当人在火里面的时候,你说烧死了就好了。
You think, well, if someone's in flames, it'll be good, because then they'll be burned up.
但是这个人,他在那里,在火里面却不死的。
But for him, this fire was not one that burned him to death.
在那里十分的痛苦。
Instead, he suffered in total agony.
我相信如果有些人入过医院,如果医生不让你喝水,有些人有胃有事不让你喝水的时候,你会很干,你口很干,很干渴。
I think for some of those individuals who might have had this experience, it will be more vivid for you. If you've ever been hospitalized and the physician has written an order that you were to have nothing by mouth, because of whatever reason with your intestines, you will find that you're so dry that it will be very uncomfortable.
只是给你吊盐水,
all you have is your IV.
你会觉得很干,很干,很干,
and so you will feel very dry.
你亲爱的亲人就会用一条毛巾湿一些水,擦你的嘴唇。
And your loved ones might just dip a cloth in water and just sort of wipe your lips.
给点水我喝吧。
And you would ask, why don't you give me some water?
不可以啊,医生说不行。
But that would go against the doctor's orders, so we cannot do it.
我们比较这个情形比较在这里真是不及得上万分之一。
So is that particular scenario is really incomparable to the situation as depicted here.
这个痛苦的地步呢,他没办法,只一滴滴水都能够暂时解决到他一滴的。
Because he is tormented to a point where even just one tiny drop of water would resolve or would relieve a great deal of his agony.
以至于呢,他在那里有一个要求啊。
And so, because of that, he had a follow-up request.
这个阿伯拉说给他听,没可能啊,因为在这边和那边有鸿沟隔着,我没可能到你那边,叫拉萨到去那边给水来喝。
And Abraham tried to explain to him that there is a chasm that exists between you and I, and there's no way for anyone to cross that chasm to deliver any water to you.
那我就知道不信主的人,没有耶稣基督的人,他有一天要落在这样的痛苦的境况里面。
It clearly tells us that one day, for those individuals who do not accept the salvation of the Lord and believe upon Him, they will come to this state.
如果不是你信了耶稣,有一天你都会落在这样的境况里面。
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, you will fall to this particular type of state.
这个财主想起自己这么可怜的境况,他就不想他亲爱的几个弟兄,五个弟兄,有一天都落到来这里,跟他一样。
Now, when this rich man is suffering such, he had a thought that he would never want his own brothers, his five beloved brothers, to also fall into the same state as he. And so therefore he had a follow-up, a second request of Abraham.
求阿伯拉罕找一个人,打发拉撒路,去他家里告诉他家人,叫他快点信,否则他们将来去到这个可怕的地方,我不想他们跟我一样。
So he asked of Abraham to send someone, to send Lazarus perhaps, to go and tell my five brothers who are still alive, because I don't want for them to have to suffer the same agony as I.
在这个事情里面,我们看见这个人在火里面十分的痛苦,阴间的火里面十分的痛苦。
So we look at this particular rich man, we realize that in Hades, he was suffering torment.
在他的里面,他有一个要求,就是希望他再生的家人能够得着这个救恩,免至他落到同他同一个处境的里面。
And amidst that suffering and torment, he had a yearning that his family, his own family would not suffer the same fate.
我记得有大概应该有十年前,在香港尼敦道有一座大厦,大火,烧死了很多人。
I remember that there was a great fire some time back in Hong Kong that it was so great that it killed several people, many people.
很多,不知几十人。
In the teens.
那消防员很努力去救人。
Now, the fire department certainly was more than willing to come and go forward to save people from the fire.
当然救了多人,但还有几十人被火烧死。
Of course, they were able to be successful to save many lives, but at the same time, there were many, the numbers in the teens who died in that fire.
后来因着这些消防员很英勇,不顾自己的性命,来救了很多人,有一个消防队长,就颁这个英勇勋章给他。
And so because of the heroics that's exhibited by a firefighter, that they had a commendation for him.
但当这个消防队长来领奖的时候,
But when that one particular firefighter came forward to accept the accommodation,
这是已经过了几个月后的情形了。
And at this point in time, it was several months after the fire.
他还不能控制他的情绪。
But he could not hold up his emotions.
我当时救人的时候,我不知道原来里面还有很多个房间,里面有很多人困在里面。 焗死,烧死,我不知道。
And he recounted his thoughts, how even at that time, he had no idea that even though he saved so many people, there were so many others who were trapped in the burning building.
如果我早知道那里还有那么多人在那里被火烧死,烧死的时候,我一定去救他们。
And he said, if I only knew that there were still so many people who were being smothered by the smoke and who were being killed by the fire, that I would make my way back in to save even more.
他在那裡自責,今天我雖然拿這個獎,但是我救得人救得不到多。
And he condemned himself in before everyone. He says, yes, I can accept this commendation today, but I should have saved so many more.
這是世上哪一個消防員的故事。
Now, this is just a story of a particular firefighter.
弟兄姊妹,我們真的對人,不信主的人的將來,我們有沒有這樣的認識,他落在這個極其的痛苦裡面?
But what about us today? Do we have that same vision of the future of individuals who will not be saved?
我們有沒有對他們漠不關心呢?
Do we have that utter concern for them?
這個財主, 因為沒有人跟他講這個福音,他落到這樣的情形裡面。
For the rich man, no one had ever told him that this was to be his fate if he did not accept the Lord, and so therefore he fell into the eventual fate.
他裡面有一個後悔,我不想我家人來這個地方。
But in that state, he had a regret, which was, I don't want for my family members to also suffer this fate.
今天最起碼的, 我們有沒有將這個福音跟我們家人傳講?
So at the very least, the minimum of step, have we taken to approach our loved ones, our family members, to tell them of the gospel?
當然好像弟兄剛才領先說,我們很懶,尤其是跟我們認識的,我們家人來講這個福音很多時,很多難處。
But just as our brother has shared as he led our songs today in worship, maybe it's laziness. But certainly, we have such a difficult time to tell the ones that are especially close to us, our family members, of the gospel.
但我們更多的要想深一層,有一天,如果他們不信到這個福音,有一天他落到陰間裡面的時候,他真的會埋怨我們。But
we need to look at it one step deeper. One day, if they indeed do not accept the gospel, and they fall to Hades, and fall into such a torment, they will place the blame upon us.
在我落在一個極其的痛苦裡面的時候,為什麼這個認識我的人,這個我親戚,為什麼他不將這個福音,要告訴我,以至於今天我落在這個這麼困,這麼痛苦的情況底下?
So in the midst of such utter torment, they might wonder, why is it that this family member of mine, or this relative of mine, who knew of this particular matter, did not come to tell me that that was to be my fate, and now I have to suffer such utter agony.
聖經告訴我們,
the Bible tells us,
如果沒有人去傳這個福音,如果沒有人相信他,誰能夠求他呢? 在羅馬書10章14節,
in Romans, it clearly tells us that how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed?
未曾聽見的,又怎能夠信他呢?
And how shall they believe if they have not heard?
沒有傳道的,又怎能夠聽到呢?
And how will they hear without a preacher?
所以人要信主,一定要有人來傳這個福音。
It tells us very clearly, in order for someone to believe, there must be a vehicle, a preacher, to go and preach forth the gospel.
我們都知道神讓我們信祂,叫我們裡面有一個責任來傳主的福音。
We know that God permits for us to have now come to salvation. He also gives us a burden to be able to spread the gospel as well.
願意透過今天和弟兄姊妹的交通,即是給我們裡面一個愛人靈魂的心。
So, as we share on this particular topic today, it's really our hope that brothers and sisters would share also this similar or uniform desire for love for lost souls.
我記得我初信主的時候,我很喜歡去傳福音。I
remember when I first accepted the Lord, I really enjoyed evangelism.
但信主時間久了之後,有時候又說要智慧一點,那裡要小心一點,我弟兄姊妹早晨。Good
morning, brothers and sisters.
前幾次,我聽過張弟兄在這裡跟大家交通到傳福音的信息。
Brother Chang was here previously to speak on the topic of evangelism.
我都有負擔在這方面繼續交通信徒。 And as
following his thoughts, I have shared a similar burden to be able to share with you today in terms of the responsibilities of Christians to tell the story of the gospel.
愿意我们经过这些信息,
but it's our hope that after we have heard these thoughts, that it would not merely increase our knowledge.
而是我们真的有爱人灵魂的心,
but indeed that we would be equipped with the love for lost souls and to be able to go forward to tell of the, this wonderful story to the lost sheep.
我们看一节的圣经,
let's turn to a scriptural passage.
在这个路加福音第16章,
recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6.
路加福音第16章,
16, chapter 16. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 16.
我们由第 19节开始读.
We'll begin reading verse 19.
请听我哋读.
Please listen as I read.
路加福音, 第16章, 第19节.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, beginning with verse 19.
有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
Now there was a certain rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, gaily living in splendor every day.
有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身新疮，被人放在财主门口。
And a certain poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores.
第22节，后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
Let's jump to verse 22. Now it came about that the poor man died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried.
他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里。
And in Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away, and Lazarus in his bosom.
就喊着说：我祖亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来。 指头沾点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这里火，在这火焰里极其痛苦。
And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.
第26节，不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边到你那边是不能的。
Jumping to verse 26. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great chasm fixed, in order that those who wish to come over from here to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us.
财主说：我祖啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。
And the rich man said, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house.
因为我还有五个兄弟，他可以对他们作见证，免得他们也到这痛苦的地方。
For I have five brothers, that he may warn them, lest they also come to this place of torment.
我们圣经暂时是读这么多。
We'll end our reading of our scriptures here temporarily.
这个故事，我们信主的人，我们都比较熟悉。
Now, for those who have come to believe in the Lord, we are all very familiar with this specific story.
这件事情呢,
now, this is a story that was related to us from Jesus.
是讲到, 人死了之后,
it tells us of the realities of man after he dies.
这里讲到一个讨饭的拉撒路，他死了。
It tells us that there was a certain poor man named Lazarus, and he died.
早上我想和大家集中看，不是看拉撒路，是看这个财主。
But this morning, our focus is not on Lazarus, but rather I would like to have brothers and sisters focus on the rich man.
这里说财主死了，埋葬了。
And it tells us specifically that the rich man died and was buried.
他去到一个地方,
and he came to a final destination.
讲他的灵魂去到一个地方,
it means that his spirit his spirit and soul has come to a particular place.
在陰間來到受痛苦.
And says that in Hades that he suffered.
他那個痛苦是痛苦到什麼地步呢?
And now, what type of torment did he face?
他向阿伯拉罕來求.
Well, he is to a point where he asked Abraham.
求你打發這個拉撒路去用手指尖點一些水來量一下我的舌頭.
He inquired of Abraham to send forth Lazarus to just dip the tip of his fingers in water and to come to him and cool off his tongue.
因为我在这里极其痛苦.
For I am in agony in this flame.
在这个火焰里面极其痛苦.
That I am in agony in this eternal flame.
当人在火里面的时候,你说烧死了就好了.
You think, well, if someone's in flames, it'll be good because then they'll be burned up.
但是这个人,他在那里,在火里面,却不死的.
But for him, this fire was not one that burned him to death.
在那里十分痛苦.
Instead, he suffered in total agony.
我相信如果有些人入过医院, 如果医生不让你喝水,有些人有胃,有时不让你喝水的时候, 你会很干,你口很干,很干渴.
I think for some of those individuals who might have had this experience, it will be more vivid for you. If you've ever been hospitalized and the physician has written an order that you were to have nothing by mouth, because of whatever reason with your intestines, you will find that you're so dry that it will be very uncomfortable.
只是给你吊盐水.
All you have is your IV.
那你会觉得很干,
and so you will feel very dry.
你亲爱的亲人就会用一条毛巾, 毛巾濕一些的水,
and your loved ones might just dip a cloth in water and just sort of wipe your lips.
那你就给点水我喝吧,
and you would ask, why don't you give me some water?
不可以啊, 医生说不行,
but that would go against the doctor's orders, so we cannot do it.
我们比较这个情形比较在这里真的不及得上万分之一.
So come. Is that particular scenario is really incomparable to the situation as depicted here.
这个痛苦的地步呢,他没办法,只一滴滴水都能够暂时解决到他一滴的。
Because he is tormented to a point where even just one tiny drop of water would resolve or would relieve a great deal of his agony.
以至于呢,他在那里有一个要求啊。
And so, because of that, he had a follow-up request.
这个阿伯拉罕告诉他,不可能,因为在这边和那边有鸿沟隔着,我不可能到你那边,叫拉撒到去那边给水来喝。
And Abraham tried to explain to him that there is a chasm that exists between you and I, and there's no way for anyone to cross that chasm to deliver any water to you.
我就知道不信主的人,没有耶稣基督的人,他有一天要落在这样的痛苦,
It clearly tells us that one day, for those individuals who do not accept the salvation of the Lord and believe upon Him, they will come to this state. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, you will fall to this particular type of state.
这个财主想在自己这么可怜的境况,他就不想,他亲爱的几个弟兄,五个弟兄, 有一天都落到来这里,跟他一样.
Now, when this rich man is suffering such, he had a thought that he would never want his own brothers, his five beloved brothers, to also fall into the same state as he. And so therefore, he had a follow-up, a second request of Abraham.
求阿伯拉罕找一个人,打发拉撒路去他家里告诉他,叫他快点信,否则他们将来去到这个可怕的地方,我不想他们跟我一样。
So he asked of Abraham to send someone, to send Lazarus perhaps, to go and tell my five brothers who are still alive, because I don't want for them to have to suffer the same agony as I.
在这个事情里面,我们看见, 这个人在火里面十分痛苦,阴间的火里面十分痛苦.
So we look at this particular rich man, we realize that in Hades, he was suffering torment.
在他里面,他有一个要求,就是希望他在生的家人能够得着这个救恩,免至他落到跟他同一个处境的里面.
And amidst that suffering and torment, he had a yearning that his family, his own family would not suffer the same fate.
我記得有大概應該有10年前啦，喺香港彌敦道有一座大廈大火啊，燒死咗好多嘅人。
I remember that there was a great fire some time back in Hong Kong that it was so great that it killed several people, many people.
好多唔知幾十人嚇。
In the teens.
咁咧，個消防員好落力去救人。
Now the fire department certainly was more than willing to come and go forward to save people from the fire.
當然救咗多人，但咧還有幾十人俾火燒死。
Of course, they were able to be successful to save many lives, but at the same time, there were many, the numbers in the teens who died in that fire.
後來因著這些消防員很英勇，不顧自己的性命，來到救了很多人，有一個消防隊長，就頒這個英勇勳章給他。
And so because of the heroics that's exhibited by a firefighter, that they had a commendation for him.
但當這個消防隊長領獎的時候，
But when that one particular firefighter came forward to accept the accommodation,
這是已經過了幾個月後的情形了。
And at this point in time, it was several months after the fire.
他還不能夠控制他的情緒。
But he could not hold up his emotions.
我當時救人的時候，我不知道原來裡面還有很多個房間，裡面有很多人困在裡面。 焗死燒死，我唔知道。
And he recounted his thoughts how everyone at that time he had no idea that even though he saved so many people, there were so many others who were trapped in the burning building.
如果我早知嗰度仲有咁多人喺嗰度俾火嚟焗死燒死嘅時候，我一定去救佢哋。
And he said, if I only knew that there were still so many people who were being smothered by the smoke and who were being killed by the fire, that I would make my way back in to save even more.
他在那裡自責，今天我雖然拿這個獎，但是我救得人救得不夠多。
And he condemned himself before everyone. He says, yes, I can accept this commendation today, but I should have saved so many more.
這是世上一個消防員的故事。
Now, this is just a story of a particular firefighter.
弟兄姊妹，我哋真係對人嗰個唔信主嘅人嘅將來，我哋有冇咁嘅認識，佢落喺呢個極其嘅痛苦嘅裏面？
But what about us today? Do we have that same vision of the future of individuals who will not be saved?
我哋有冇對佢哋漠不關心呢？
Do we have that utter concern for them?
呢一個財主。 因為沒有人跟他講這個福音，他落到這樣的情形裡面。
For the rich man, no one had ever told him that this was to be his fate if he did not accept the Lord, and so therefore he fell into the eventual fate.
他裡面有一個後悔，我不想我家人來這個地方。
But in that state, he had a regret, which was, I don't want for my family members to also suffer this fate.
今天最起碼的， 我們有沒有將這個福音跟我們家人傳講？
So at the very least, the minimum of step, have we taken to approach our loved ones, our family members, to tell them of the gospel?
當然好像弟兄剛才領先講，我們很難，尤其是跟我們認識的家人，我們的家人來講這個福音，很多事，很多難處。
But just as our brother has shared as he led our songs today in worship, maybe it's laziness, but certainly we have such a difficult time to tell the ones that are especially close to us, our family members, of the gospel.
但我们更多的要想深一层，有一天如果他不信到这个福音，有一天落到阴间里边的时候，他真的会埋怨我们。
We need to look at it one step deeper. One day, if they indeed do not accept the gospel, and they fall to Hades and fall into such a torment, they will place the blame upon us.
在我落在一個極其的痛苦裏面的時候，為什麼這個認識我的人，這個我親戚，為什麼他不將這個福音，要告訴我，以至於今天我落在這個這麼困，這麼痛苦的情況底下。
So in the midst of such utter torment, they might wonder, why is it that this family member of mine, or this relative of mine, who knew of this particular matter, did not come to tell me that that was to be my fate, and now I have to suffer such utter agony.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us.
如果冇人去传呢个福音咧，如果有冇人信佢咧，边个能够求佢咧？喺罗马书十章十四节啊。
In Romans, it clearly tells us that if there was no one to call upon him, how should they call upon him in whom they have not believed?
未曾听见嘅，又点样能够信佢咧？
And how shall they believe if they have not heard?
冇传道嘅，又点能够听到？
And how will they hear without a preacher?
所以人要信主，一定要有人嚟到传呢个福音。
It tells us very clearly, in order for someone to believe, there must be a vehicle, a preacher, to go and preach forth the gospel.
我都知道神让我们信祂，叫我们里面有一个责任来传主的福音。
We know that God permits for us to have now come to salvation, but He also gives us a burden to be able to spread the gospel as well.
愿意透过今日同弟兄姊妹的交通，即系俾我哋里边一个爱人灵魂嘅心。
So, as we share on this particular topic today, it's really our hope that brothers and sisters would share also this similar or uniform desire for to love for lost souls.
我记得咧，我初信主嘅时候咧，我好中意去传福音。
I remember when I first accepted the Lord, I really enjoyed evangelism.
但信主时间耐咗之后咧，有阵时咧就话这个要智慧啲，嗰度要小心啲。咁我哋咧，我啊，弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
前几次我听我张弟兄喺度同大家交通到传福音嘅信息。
Brother Chang was here previously to speak on the topic of evangelism.
我都有负担喺呢一方面继续嚟到交通信徒。应当去传福音。
And as following his thoughts, I have shared a similar burden to be able to share with you today in terms of the responsibilities of Christians to tell the story of the gospel.
愿意我哋经过呢啲信息，唔系叫我哋嘅知识多一啲。
But it's our hope that after we have heard these thoughts, that it would not merely increase our knowledge.
而系我哋真系有爱人灵魂嘅心。我们愿意去传扬这个美好的福音。
But indeed that we will be equipped with the love for lost souls and to be able to go forward to tell of this wonderful story to the lost sheep.
我们看一节的圣经。
Let's turn to a scriptural passage.
在这个路加福音第十六章。
Recording the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6.
路加福音第十六章
Chapter 16 The Gospel of Luke Chapter 16
我们由第十九节开始读
We'll begin reading verse 19
请听我们读
Please listen as I read.
路加福音第十六章第十九节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 19.
有一个财主穿着紫色袍同埋细麻衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
Now there was a certain rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, gaily living in splendor every day.
有一个讨饭嘅名叫拉撒路，浑身新疮，被人放在财主门口。
And a certain poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores.
第二十二节，后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
Let's jump to verse 22. Now it came about that the poor man died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried.
他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕。又望见拉撒路在他怀里。
And in Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away, and Lazarus in his bosom.
就喊着说：我祖亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧！打发拉撒路来，指头蘸点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。
And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.
第二十六节啊，不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边到你那边是不能的，要从那边过我这边也是不能的。
Jumping to verse 26. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great chasm fixed, in order that those who wish to come over from here to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us.
财主说，我祖啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。
And the rich man said, Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house.
因为我还有五个兄弟，他可以对他们作见证，免得他们也到这痛苦的地方。
For I have five brothers, that he may warn them, lest they also come to this place of torment.
我们圣经暂时是读这么多。
We'll end our reading of our scriptures here temporarily.
这个故事我们信主的人我们都比较熟悉。
Now, for those who have come to believe in the Lord, we are all very familiar with this specific story.
这件事情呢是我们的主耶稣讲的。
Now, this is a story that was related to us from Jesus.
是讲到人死了之后很真实的事情。
It tells us of the realities of man after he dies.
这里讲到一个讨饭的拉撒路，他死了。
It tells us that there was a certain poor man named Lazarus, and he died.
早上我想和大家集中看，不是看拉撒路，是看这个财主。
But this morning, our focus is not on Lazarus, but rather I would like to have brothers and sisters focus on the rich man.
这里说财主死了，埋葬了。
And it tells us specifically that the rich man died and was buried.
他去到一个地方。
And he came to a final destination.
讲他的灵魂去到一个地方。
It means that his spirit and soul has come to a particular place.
在阴间来到受痛苦。
It says that in Hades that he suffered.
他那个痛苦是痛苦到什么地步呢？
And now, what type of torment did he face?
他向亚伯拉罕要求。
Well, he is to a point where he asked Abraham.
哎，求你打发呢个拉撒路去用个手指尖掂一啲水，你要量下我个膝头。
He inquired of Abraham to send forth Lazarus to just dip the tip of his fingers in water and to come to him and cool off his tongue.
因为我喺呢度极其痛苦。
For I am in agony in this flame.
在这个火焰里面极其的痛苦。
That I am in agony in this eternal flame.
当人在火的里面的时候，你说烧死了就好了。
You think, well, if someone's in flames, it'll be good because then they'll be burned up.
但是这个人他在那里，在火的里面却不死的。
But for him, this fire was not one that burned him to death.
在那里十分的痛苦。
Instead, he suffered in total agony.
我相信呢，如果有些人入过医院啊，如果医生不让你喝水，有些人有胃有事不让你喝水的时候呢，你会很干，你口很干，很干渴。
I think for some of those individuals who might have had this experience, it will be more vivid for you. If you've ever been hospitalized and the physician has written an order that you were to have nothing by mouth, because of whatever reason with your intestines, you will find that you're so dry that it will be very uncomfortable.
只是给你吊盐水。
All you have is your IV.
你会觉得很干，很干，很干。
And so you will feel very dry.
你亲爱的亲人呢，就会用一条毛巾毛巾湿一啲嘅水擦你个嘴唇。
And your loved ones might just dip a cloth in water and just sort of wipe your lips.
咁你俾啲水我饮啦。
And you would ask, why don't you give me some water?
唔可以啊，医生话唔得。
But that would go against the doctor's orders, so we cannot do it.
我哋比较呢一个啊，呢个情比较喺呢度真系唔及得上万分之一。
Is that particular scenario is really incomparable to the situation as depicted here.
这个痛苦的地步呢，他没办法，我只一滴滴水都能够暂时解决到他一滴的。
Because he is tormented to a point where even just one tiny drop of water would resolve or would relieve a great deal of his agony.
以至于呢，他在那里有一个要求啊。
And so, because of that, he had a follow-up request.
这个阿伯拉告诉你，不可能啊，因为在这边和那边有鸿沟隔绝，我不可能到你那边叫拉撒路去那边给水来喝。
And Abraham tried to explain to him that there is a chasm that exists between you and I, and there's no way for anyone to cross that chasm to deliver any water to you. It clearly tells us that one day, for those individuals who do not accept the salvation of the Lord and believe upon Him, they will come to this state. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, you will fall to this particular type of state. Now, when this rich man is suffering such, he had a thought that he would never want his own brothers, his five beloved brothers, to also fall into the same state as he. And so therefore he had a follow-up, a second request of Abraham. So he asked of Abraham to send someone, to send Lazarus perhaps, to go and tell my five brothers who are still alive, because I don't want for them to have to suffer the same agony as I. So we look at this particular rich man, we realize that in Hades, he was suffering torment. And amidst that suffering and torment, he had a yearning that his family, his own family, would not suffer the same fate.
我記得有大概應該有十年前啦，喺香港彌敦道有一座大廈大火啊，燒死咗好多嘅人。
I remember that there was a great fire some time back in Hong Kong that it was so great that it killed several people, many people.
好多唔知幾十人嚇。
In the teens.
咁咧，個消防員好落力去救人。
Now the fire department certainly was more than willing to come and go forward to save people from the fire.
當然救咗多人，但咧還有幾十人俾火燒死。
Of course, they were able to be successful to save many lives, but at the same time, there were many the numbers in the teens who died in that fire.
後來因著呢啲消防員好英勇，唔顧自己嘅性命，嚟到救咗好多人咧，有一個嘅消防隊長咧，咁就頒呢個英勇勳章俾佢。
And so because of the heroics that's exhibited by a firefighter, that they had a commendation for him.
但當這個消防隊長要領獎的時候,
but when that one particular firefighter came forward to accept the commendation,
這是已經過了幾個月後的情形了。
And at this point in time, it was several months after the fire.
他還不能夠控制他的情緒,
but he could not hold up his emotions.
我當時救人的時候，我不知道原來裡面還有很多個房間，裡面有很多人困在裡面。 焗死燒死，我唔知道。
And he recounted his thoughts how even at that time he had no idea that even though he saved so many people, there were so many others who were trapped in the burning building.
如果我早知嗰度仲有咁多人喺嗰度俾火燎焗死燒死嘅時候，我一定去救佢哋。
He said, if I only knew that there were still so many people who were being smothered by the smoke and who were being killed by the fire, that I would make my way back in to save even more.
他在那裡自責，今天我雖然拿這個獎，但是我救得人救得不夠多。
And he condemned himself before everyone. He says, yes, I can accept this commendation today, but I should have saved so many more.
這是世上一個消防員的故事。
Now, this is just a story of a particular firefighter.
弟兄姊妹，我哋真系对人嗰个唔信主嘅人嘅将来，我哋有冇咁嘅认识？佢落喺呢个极其嘅痛苦嘅里面。
But what about us today? Do we have that same vision of the future of individuals who will not be saved?
我哋有冇对佢哋漠不关心咧？
Do we have that utter concern for them?
这个财主, 因为没有人跟他讲这个福音, 他落到这样的情形里面,
For the rich man, no one had ever told him that this was to be his fate if he did not accept the Lord, and so therefore he fell into the eventual fate. But in that state, he had a regret, which was, I don't want for my family members to also suffer this fate.
今天最起码的, 我们有没有将这个福音跟我们家人来传讲?
So at the very least, the minimum step, have we taken to approach our loved ones, our family members, to tell them of the gospel?
当然好像弟兄刚才领先说,我们很难,尤其是跟我们认识的,我们的家人来讲这个福音很多时, 很多难处。
Just as our brother has shared as he led our songs today in worship, that maybe it's laziness, but certainly we have such a difficult time to tell the ones that are especially close to us, our family members, of the gospel.
但我们更多的要想深一层,有一天,如果他不信到这个福音,有一天他落到阴间里面的时候,他真的会埋怨我们。
But we need to look at it one step deeper. One day, if they indeed do not accept the gospel, and they fall to Hades and fall into such a torment, they will place the blame upon us.
在我落在一个极其的痛苦里面的时候,为什么这个认识我的人,这个我亲戚,为什么他不将这个福音来告诉我,以至于今天我落在这个这么痛苦的情况底下?
So in the midst of such utter torment, they might wonder, why is it that this family member of mine or this relative of mine who knew of this particular matter did not come to tell me that that was to be my fate, and then and now I have to suffer such utter agony.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
如果没有人去传这个福音呢? 如果没有人信他呢? 谁能够求他呢? 在罗马书10章14节,
in Romans, it clearly tells us that if there was no one to call upon him, how should they call upon him in whom they have not believed?
未曾听见的,
and how shall they believe if they have not heard?
没有传道的,
and how will they hear without a preacher?
所以人要信主,一定要有人来传这个福音。
It tells us very clearly, in order for someone to believe, there must be a vehicle, a preacher, to go and preach forth.
神,
we know that God permits for us to have now come to salvation, but He also gives us a burden to be able to spread the gospel as well.
愿意透过今天和弟兄姊妹的交通,
so, as we share on this particular topic today, it's really our hope that brothers and sisters would share also this similar or uniform desire for love for lost souls.
我记得呢,我初信主的时候呢,我很喜欢去传福音。
I remember when I first accepted the Lord, I really enjoyed evangelism.
但信主时间久了之后呢,有时呢,就说,这个要智慧一点,那里要小心一点,那我们呢,我,